Hey, can you hear it? I can hear it. Can you? Yeah, it's the sound of getting back to business. Getting back to business. On today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. Hello, everybody. How are you? Hope you're doing good. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director with the McCorkle Group in New York. How are you? I hope you're having a good day today. I'm having a really, really good day, and I'm really excited to share with you today's information about getting back to business. But first, this is that moment in the podcast where I get to thank you so much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. It has been an amazing journey doing this podcast. I have such a great time, and I have you to thank. So thank you for tuning in. By the way, this podcast is driven by your questions, your comments, anything that you want to share with me. I am so happy to receive and respond. And the way you do that is you can go to the website. It's kind of a cool website, I think, if I do say so myself, called CastingActorsCast, all one word, .com. And there you're going to find past episodes that you can listen to. You're going to find some downloadable material based on previous podcasts. You can also find out where I'm teaching. But also, there is a place on the landing page. That is the very, very first page where you can click on a form called Dive into the Talent Pool. And when you fill that out, it's just your name and your email address and whatever comment or question you have. You click that, you submit that, and what that will do is open up a free downloadable PDF book I wrote on voiceovers called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's a 100-page PDF book that you can download and you can read on your device, or you could print it out, but it's all about doing voiceover work. Something I know quite a bit about. So I was able to put that together in a book form, and you're welcome to that absolutely free of charge for my thanks for just submitting the form. So, gosh, couldn't be easier. What are you waiting for? But please wait till after this podcast today. Also, this is that moment where I'd love to shout out to my good friends at Actors Connection. So Google actorsconnection.com. And what you're going to find are absolutely amazing online classes, webinars. There's free stuff with professionals in the business currently working, sharing information about what it is to be a better actor. There's all kinds of really cool new workshops, both on being a presenter for television stuff, but also workshops on transitioning from stage into film. I love teaching there on occasion, so you might want to watch out for some stuff that I'm teaching. We'd love to have you there. So please go to Actors Connection. We have a promotional agreement, reciprocity, agreement that I promote them and then they put my podcast episodes on a weekly basis. It's been really a great association and I love these guys. So please do me a favor, but also yourself a favor by going to Actors Connection. So today's podcast video we call Podio. That never gets old. We're going to call it Back to Business. And the reason I wanted to share this with you today is that Pat and I had a really wonderful opportunity to drive up on Sunday. We drove up to Barrington Stage Company and they had a live theater opening. Can you believe it? And I was just so excited. It didn't hit me, actually, until I got up there to realize that this was like an amazing event. For months and months and months, I had been sitting on the sidelines. I've been watching a lot of Zoom readings of new plays and doing a lot of casting work. And this was like a really great opportunity to drive up to the Berkshires and to sit in on this wonderful production called Harry Clark. It's a one-man show. Mark H. Dold was able to do this fantastic amazing performance in a tent outside in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And I was so grateful that I thought I'd share a little bit of the experience with you, because this is like an indication that things are starting, and we're just at the beginning, but things are starting to get back to some sense of, I don't want to say normalcy, because it's not normal, or back to what it was, but we're starting to see some theaters working towards having productions like this be made available to the community. And it really is, to me, a sign of how important live theater is to our collective consciousness, and why I was so thrilled to participate. So this play, Harry Clark, by David Cale, was directed by Julianne Boyd, who's also the artistic director of the theater. And she had a lot of hurdles to jump over before she was able to have this opening night of this production. I mean, she had changed the seating arrangement in the theater, because she thought originally this was going to be held in the theater. So she took out every other row of seats. She blocked off those rows to have 6-foot distancing so that the coronavirus wouldn't have a place to land. She ended up having an entire new air conditioning system put into place with extra filters and things like that to refresh the air. She had gone through all of that, and the state decided that they weren't going to be happy with her theater situation. It was like, come on, really? All of those safeguards in place, including being masked, including hand sanitizer, including reservation seating, you would think that they would agree to that, but they didn't. So instead of saying, okay, we're not going to be able to do this production, she said, we're going to still do the production. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to rent a tent. We're going to put it in one of the largest parking lots in downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Because it's outside now, we don't have to have the same air requirements that you have when you are indoors. We're going to have reservation seating. We're going to separate people so that they are socially distanced in the space. And you know what? That's exactly what she did. So we were so excited when Pat and I showed up. There's this gorgeous, huge tent with open sides on it, a cool breeze coming in to this space. It's a huge space that only accommodated, I think, 75 to 85 people in it. And Mark Dold did his one-man play, directed by Julianne Boyd. It was just remarkable. So many things were so cool. I want to share it with you, that we all stood in line 6 feet apart, obviously. We all wore masks. There was a hand sanitizer right there. We got our temperature taken by that, you know, that device, you know, where you get your, you feel like you're going to get shot through the head, but it actually is just taking your temperature. And then there was someone to escort you to your seat. The seats were separated by at least 6 feet from other seats. And Pat and I had 2 seats together in this spot. And we were told, please, you must wear your mask during the entire performance. And wearing your mask properly means from your bottom of your chin to the top of your nose, you must maintain and keep your mask on at all times. Enjoy the show. And on the back wall where the platform was for the stage, there was the entire program was scanned and now shown on the upper part of the back wall so that we could literally read the program, so we didn't have to hold a program. So there's no transmission of anything. So there was our program. Of course, because of our participation with Barrington Stage, we've been casting them for 18 years. And we did some casting work, but we decided that Mark Dold was going to be the best actor for this role. And Mark had been at the theater for many, many years, so it was kind of a no-brainer. But we still contributed a little bit to the production. So there we are watching and reading the program. And there were 26 lighting instruments in this space. Now, normally the stage has about 150. And as the sun went down, the lights came up. And the production began, and it was an amazing performance. And I just sat there just enthralled with not only the good work, but with the fact that we were having an experience that we hadn't had in many, many, many months. And we were so grateful. And, you know, I'm not trying to pitch the show to you. I'm just trying to let you know that theater's starting to come back. And we're starting to get little rumblings of artistic directors coming up with creative ideas to have live performances. So that's why I wanted to share that with you. So that was Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. It's actually the play, a little bit about the play, is it's really a one-man thriller about a charismatic con man. That's the way it's built. And it's been the first play since March. And I loved the outdoor tent. I loved the mask guidelines, the fact that your temperature was taken. I just felt very, very safe. So I hope that that kind of makes you feel good about the fact that people are coming up with creative ways to get some live theater in our lives. And I couldn't be more thrilled with that. Now, in addition to that, there are other interesting things that are developing, which I can't wait to share with you. And that is, a week and a half ago, we signed up and we were hired to do a feature film that's going to be shot in the next 6 to 8 weeks. And that's very exciting. Here's the conditions that are taking place in order to make this a really cool, safe event. It's going to be shot in Montana. I can't give you the name of the show, unfortunately, because I have not been given permission to do so. And of course, we're early on in the casting process, but I can tell you it's a cast of about 11 actors. It takes place in a site-specific haunted house. It is not a slasher movie. It's not a horror movie. It's a thriller mystery. It's really, really well written. And like I said, a cast of about 11, but the cast and crew are going to be at this location in Montana. What makes it really cool is that they're going to be on site. And that means that they're all going to be quarantined for a period of time before they start shooting. And so it's really smart, right? All of the actors and crew together, they're going to be living, eating together in this location, at this location, and then they're going to shoot this feature film and keeping it very, very safe, no outsiders allowed, and this film is going to be shot. Now, the reason that it was for Montana is that there are very low occurrences of the coronavirus taking place. Additionally, and this is kind of weird and sad to talk about it in these kinds of terms, but there hasn't been the amount of transmission, and there's been very, very low death rates in that state. Now, any death is just awful and just feel sick about it. But as far as a location is concerned, this is considered one of the safest. And with those quarantine methods that are taking place for the shooting of this production, I'm absolutely, completely assured that it's going to be a safe, productive shoot for this new feature film. Also, we're working on a second feature film that we've been working on for a little while, but that is starting to kind of get back into a rhythm in terms of our casting and getting the scripts out to actors to ask them if they are available and interested. It's going to be shooting in upstate New York. That's going to be taking place probably not till spring. But in terms of the casting, it's a really, really wonderful script called Eternal Buzz. And it'll be shooting in upstate New York. It's a cast of, a dozen or more. I guess it's more than that. But as far as the leading characters are concerned, there's 6 or 8 leading characters. It's a really fun script as well. It's like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants meets Chef. So it's really a fun, it's a rom-com, but it's really got some depth to it. It's really going to be an excellent, excellent production. So we're getting back there. We're getting back into production doing that. So that's what I wanted to basically share with you a little bit about today, that things are slowly evolving back. My perception of the business right now, and I think this might be helpful for you to sort of think about also, is that things are not just going to, like, the floodgates aren't just going to suddenly open up and everything's going to be great. It's going to be like this. It's going to be these incremental decisions and choices, and how much are producers willing to invest in the safety and precautions that are required to start shooting a film or television series? And as long as the producers have this sincere interest and desire to get their product up and on its feet and start shooting, then they're going to have to take those precautions. So we're going to see those kinds of things taking place, which means more and more approvals are going to be given to those production companies. You know, additionally, I love what Tyler Perry has been doing. Tyler Perry has opened up his production company in Atlanta. Production company. He bought a military base. He did. He bought a military base. He converted it for his productions. I mean, there's like a mess hall. A cast and crew are assembled in one location. There's no coming in and going out. Everyone is in that quarantined environment. But guess what? They can do productions because they're practicing all of those things that we are being warned about in terms of the coronavirus. So I admire that so much because it's not driven by money, really. Come on. He doesn't need more money, right? Tyler Perry doesn't. But the desire to want to tap that creative resource to make the world a little bit better place, that's just so commendable. And it's so exciting to see some of the choices and some of the decisions that are being made regarding our profession. So the business of show is starting to get back into the business. And that's very, very exciting. So now what can you do about that? Yeah, what can you do about that in terms of being ready for when these productions start getting back into the swing of things? And so my suggestion to you is to be doing exactly what you are doing now. I'm assuming you're listening to the podcast, that you're learning about the kinds of things that are important to know in terms of the business of show, but also just in terms of your own mental, spiritual, emotional capacity to taking on some acting work. I'm also making an assumption that you've been taking some classes. If not, this is a great time to start right now. Don't hesitate. Whether it's Zoom, how to Zoom your auditions, whether it's self-tape classes, whether it's transitioning from stage to screen. All of those are classes that I've taught and are teaching currently, by the way. So if you're interested, check that out. But most importantly is taking an action right now so that you feel confident, that you feel ready for when those opportunities show up, you are going to be ready. I mean, for example, do you know how your self-submit setup is? How that looks? Do you know how to set up for self-submitting yourself? What's your lighting? What's your sound? What's your camera situation? Are there things that you can do to tweak, improve, so that when you're asked to do a scene on video, you're able to do it very, very efficiently, very professionally, very cleanly? Are you able to submit that video? So do you have the basic technology that can help you do that? If not, wow, jump on it. Really, be ready. Now, if you're a student looking to go back to school, it's really valuable that you know how Zoom works because you'll be having some Zoom online classes, but I project that you are also going to be doing some auditioning on Zoom, that you're going to be reading plays, you're going to be doing all kinds of stuff using this technology. And if you're comfortable in that environment, your work is going to be better. And the better your work, the better the feedback. The better the feedback, the more you're going to get reinforced in terms of feeling better about yourself and your acting. And that's what it's all about. I think the best auditions I ever see are when actors have, and it's hard to put this into words, I think. But there's a kind of level of confidence with an actor that comes in and their subtext is, I got this. Their subtext is, I can't wait to show you how I'm going to play this part. And that only happens because of the conditioning. That only happens because of the environment you find yourself in, of the preparation of the technology. So get your Zoom act together, right? Get your ability to self, people say self-tape, you know, I'm always saying this, but it's not, there's no tape involved. Get ready to do your, shoot yourself on your cell phone, on your iPhone or your Android phone. Get ready to take on some of these requests that are most definitely going to be happening to you in the very near future. Well, you can tell I'm a little overexcited about all of this. I hope that this has been helpful for you today. It's been a real pleasure. It's a privilege to be able to do these podcasts, these patios, these podcast videos. I would love it if you could go on YouTube, by the way. Check out the Casting Actors Cast channel to like and subscribe. It would really be, really mean a lot to me that you do that. I'm hearing from people all over the world, and I just love doing these podcasts, but I need you to participate. I need you to want to just say hello, to just put yourself out there a little bit. Let me know that you're out there so that we can continue to grow this amazing community of actors who want to grow. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.